said I wouldn't miss you. But now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my so sad comeback song. And now I'm laying down without you in this king-size empty bed.
Wisconsin, the Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this so forward, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. I'm
Joe Nichols.
It's a good day for living.
Welcome to the greatest music show on earth.
This is really good.
98Q Country.
I got no money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me.
Got some Keith Urban news for you coming up. Also, Chase Beckham music, Brooks and Dunn, Thomas Rhett. Here's Chase 23.
Shotgun. I'm sorry, Mama, please don't look at me. Yeah, when I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars and all the southern lands.
played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I could feel this much.
community calendar at 98qcountry.com.
Talk to God like you always tell me I should. I don't live my life every day like you prayed that I would. Yeah, I'm a mess of a man with lessons to learn. You're the last thing on.
Read Angels Don't Always Have Wings. So I told you I had some Keith Urban news for you. Actually, it's Keith Urban and Vince Gill news. They're going to be heading up the All for the Hall. It's a concert that is done in Nashville every year to benefit the Country Music Hall of Fame. So I've got details like who's going to be playing at All for the Hall. That's coming up in a few right here.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station. Or you can mail it to Civic Media, Attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the 1st of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Great food, great entertainment, all summer long, and an outdoor bar and music venue to enjoy it all at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays, Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes, Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan, crusted cod, and be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers and house recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend?
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with highs around 72. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, isolated thunderstorms likely, lows around 51. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow, highs around 62, cloudy. Low 60s Monday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Tuesday with highs in the mid-50s, chance for showers continues. Another look at the short range, a high of 72 this afternoon. Lows level off around 51 tonight. We should top off around 62 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 68.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hey, this is Luke Combs.
Black Sea was made for moving on. That girl is going, going home.
I love the music.
I listen to it all the time.
98 Q Country.
Swimming through her goodbye misery.
of bourbon in a glass.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Two, one,
get up, get out of here, go!
Back at the track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Still back, running out of room. It's off the top of the fence, and it goes out.
Today, the crew takes on the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx.
Racing back is Reynolds to the warning track, to the wall. It is gone.
With Jeff Levering.
High drive. We are tied. My goodness, is that ball hammered?
And Lane Grindle.
McGill's 1-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Fastball at 99.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is overcast and pretty darn humid in the Bronx as the Brewers and Yankees gear up for game number 2 of this 3-game weekend series. Hi again, everybody. Jeff Levering with you. Alongside is Lane Grindle, and our producer and engineer is Kent Sommerfeld. A little bit of a breeze blowing in from left as the Brewers try and make it 2 in a row against the Yankees. They'll send left-hander Wade Miley to the mound against Yankees right-hander Michael King. It's the 75th Old Timers Day. We'll talk about that and a lot more as the On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball is brought to you by Christopher Electric, Great Northern Hotel in Wolsten, Home Slice Pizza, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Northwoods Accents, Kozak Enterprises, Jack's Corner Bar, JC Builders, South Fork Electric, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Hardware and Dual Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance TV, Heckman Auction, Village Pit Stop, Harbor View, Warga Auto and Truck Center, and Park Falls BP. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball, 98Q Country.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls, and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
The On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. And Lane, the Brewers and Yankees play game number 2. And Now, it's not very often that you get to be in Yankee Stadium for the Old Timers Day. They used to play a game before the regular scheduled game. They don't play the game anymore. Probably a good thing. Injuries and whatnot. But they honored the 1998 New York Yankees team that won the World Series that year. Ended up amassing 125 wins that season, including winning the World Series. And a really just... There's not a more storied franchise in baseball, it feels like, than the Yankees. And to see some of that royalty out there on the field was pretty neat.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. That team, as you said, 125 wins after they ran through the postseason, 114 regular season wins. And I think everybody remembers that team. So you remember all those household names, and most of them are here today to be honored for this Old Timers Day. And even if you're a player on the field, if you're one of these Brewers and you're not used to seeing these guys around, It's cool for you, too. I know you're a Major League Baseball player, but we just saw Willy Adames and Derek Jeter sharing a moment. And the look on Willy Adames' face was priceless. I mean, that is what it's all about. And it's special to come to this ballpark. There is no question about that.
Yeah, all the Brewers players were up on the top step, just kind of taking in all of that moment. And for Willy Adames, I think he had to be coaxed out there to go talk to Derek Jeter. I don't think that was on his own.
And that's not because he didn't want to be out there. It's because that's the star power. You're a little intimidated by Derek Jeter. That's baseball royalty. And, I mean, that's really cool. We see young kids at the ballpark in Milwaukee all the time have that reaction when they get a chance to meet Willy Adames. So it's neat to see the stars of your team be starstruck themselves and be human in that moment. And that's exactly what Willy Adames was.
Yeah, he ran off the field and was like, oh my gosh, he's been Derek Jeter. It's the best day of my life. That's pretty cool. Well, it's Wade Miley today against Michael King. We'll hear from Brewers manager Craig Counsell in just a moment on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers pregame is sponsored by
Yelich to right center and deep.
Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Back Blackman! Adames has gone deep, and the Brewers have the lead.
Delta Dental.
The pitch, a high drive out to right. Going back is Madras, looking up, and that ball is gone for Rowdy Tellez.
And Wisconsin Biofuels on the Brewers Radio Network.
Wake up, people. You are optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better, night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Saturday edition of the On Deck Show, built by Menards from the Bronx. Jeff Levering joined by Brewers manager Craig Counsell. And Craig, last night, just a full-on team victory. Everybody played their part. Great offensive performance. Of course, Willy Adames hits a home run. But you know, the rallies, just good team at-bats, it felt like, in the seventh and eighth innings last night.
Yeah, that's right. That's been the story of our good offensive days to me, is that innings where we string together 5-6 good at-bats that lead to a crooked number, as they say. And I thought we had, in those innings, you know, several guys, Monasterio leading off and with two big hits in those innings. I thought, to me, the at-bat of the game was William Contreras off Loizaga, if that's pronounced correctly, but his at, that's a tough at bat for a right hander, and he put together a great at bat that ended up with a sharply hit single, and then we caught a break on Willie's blooper on the stolen base, and some good things happened, but just a tough yes. at bat from William there.
And it's interesting, and again, we talk about the team at bats, but for William Contreras, what he's been able to do, and I think we've discussed it before, just his approach and how it changes, not at-bat to at-bat, but every pitch. And you can almost tell by the way that his feet are positioned about what he's thinking about doing in that particular at-bat.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a gifted offensive player. There was a, you know, see, he does things. Sometimes they don't get noticed, but the day game in Pittsburgh, he hit a line drive on a, like a 96 mile an hour fastball up and in that was like, holy cow. Like, just to get the bat to the ball and hit the ball sharply, it was incredible. And he can handle every part of the strike zone. I think that's when you're start talking about, like, this is a potentially great hitter. Like, he can put a good swing and barrel a ball in every quadrant of the strike zone. And that becomes really tough to pitch to. And a guy like last night that is throwing a sinker that has as much 97, as much horizontal movement as any sinker in the big leagues. And to do that with that a pitch like that is impressive.
We'll have more with Craig in just a moment on the Brewers Radio Network.
Your country. Your country. 98Q Country.
It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
The JC Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. JC Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263 or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues from Yankee Stadium, chatting with Brewers manager Craig Counsell. Craig, we're talking about William Contreras, and it feels like he has so much untapped power, too. And he's got power to right. He's got power to center. We've seen a ton of that. But that, is there the next step, the pull power? Is that kind of the progression?
Well, it's always, you know, it's always tricky. I mean, I think there's no question William has power. I think, how you become a great hitter is your kind of ability to hit the ball the other way and waiting to see the ball a little longer. I think absolutely William will. I think he'll hit more home runs at some point in his career. I think he'll hit a lot of home runs at some point in his career. But laying the foundation for that is so, so important. So, like, the way he's going about it, to me, is the appropriate way to go about it. And whether the homers go to pull side, whether they go to the opposite field, they can go anywhere in the park. And I think at some point they will.
Just keep hitting the way you're hitting, right?
That's my message. Okay. Just keep hitting the way you're hitting, yeah.
Just do you. Craig, thanks for the time. Good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, Jeff.
It's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. More of the On Deck Show built by Menards in just a moment on the Brewers Radio Network.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Is there anything sweeter than the crisp sound of a driver when it connects purely with the ball? Many golfers evaluate the quality of their shot by the sound it makes. You may feel the same about your financial plan. Something doesn't seem, look, or sound right. Think of Annex Wealth Management as financial swing doctors. We'll give you the truly objective analysis that comes from a fee-only fiduciary with no products to push or commissions to chase. If you need help, talk to our pros. Get started at AnnexWealth.com.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, you'll always find great deals. Right now, get even greater savings store-wide with our lowest prices of the year. Like 50-pound bonus bags of Blaine's brand black oil sunflower seed, just $24.99. That's a 50-pound bag at a 40-pound price. $10 off Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed while supplies last. And Mother's brand California Gold Clay Bar Car Detailing Kits, just $20.99. Shop Blaine's Farm and Fleet's lowest prices of the year in-store or online and pick up your order in our drive-thru in just 1 hour.
With you from Yankee Stadium here in the Bronx. Brewers and the Yankees getting set for game two of this three-game series. A little bit of rain starting to come down here at the ballpark, but very sparse and nothing that would delay us in getting this game started on time as of right now. Time now for the Drink Wisconsinably Brandy Old Fashioned History. On this date, 1922, Baby Doll Jacobson hit three triples to lead the St. Louis Browns to a 16-0 victory over the Detroit Tigers. And the significance of that is that I wanted to say Baby Doll Jacobson. On this date in 1988, Bruce Sutter joins Raleigh Fingers and Rich Gossage as the third pitcher to save 300 games as Atlanta beats San Diego 5-4 in 11 innings. It is the last save of his career. And on this date in 1992, who could forget? Robin Yount becomes the 17th player to reach 3,000 hits in the Brewers' 5-4 loss to Cleveland. Yount singled to right center off of Cleveland's Jose Mesa in the seventh inning. And on this date, 1998, the New York Yankees officially clinched the American League East title, earliest in American League history, beating the Boston Red Sox 7-5. Yankees improved to 102-41 at that point, 20 and a half games ahead of second place Boston. And that team, the majority of it at least, is here today to be honored for the 75th Old Timers game. Whether you're enjoying the game at the lake, in the lot, or in your lawn chair, Drink Wisconsinably has your cocktails covered with Drink Wisconsinably Brandy or their new Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for it where Brandy is sold or served. Time as well for the injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Brewers still waiting on Adrian Hauser to make his way back off that injured list. And as we've told you a couple of times, Aaron Ashby is in the midst of a rehab. Brewers aren't sure what his role would be this year. They just want to get him through some healthy appearances this year, at least in the minors. And, of course, Garrett Mitchell still trending in a positive direction right now for the Brewers also. We have more of the On Deck Show built by Menards. I'll talk to Adam McAlvey when we come back after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Rust-Oleum's Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint is the first ever adjustable spray paint can. Choose from five different spray settings so you can get a professional finish on every project. A can is just $6.49 each after 11% rebate. Good through September 10th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab Game Day Eats in Team McSee's Sports Bar. Or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Yankees getting set for the middle game of this three-game series, and we are joined by Brewers.com and MLB.com writer Adam McAlvey. And Adam, the Brewers with a big win, of course, last night to get this series started off on the right foot. It's weird to think that, you know, we're coming close to being under 20 games left in this season. You start looking at numbers like elimination numbers, you start counting games a little bit more as we start to get to this point in the year.
Yeah, scoreboard watching is a thing. We asked Craig Counsell about it because before the opener of this Yankees series in the clubhouse was the Cubs game. And that when the Brewers and Cubs are chasing it, you know there's always going to be those afternoon Cubs games to watch, and the players do it. And Counts is like, you know, it's entertainment. Yeah. Watch away. It doesn't impact what happens when the game begins here that the Brewers have to play. So their focus is on the field when it needs to be. And they are, you know, last night, to me, the story was 23 games in 24 days to finish this thing. It's going to be a really interesting balance of kind of, you know, pushing to the finish. Every game is going to be really important because in this division, it always comes down to the end. But, you know, you also have to think about that's a lot. That's a heavy load, especially for the pitching. So they're going to have to manage this with the big picture in mind, even though these games are important. So it's a really kind of a tough stretch to the finish for the Brewers schedule-wise.
Yeah, there's a lot of overlooked heroes in this season. I think that's the case with any team trying to chase a division title, is that there's going to be guys over 162 that step up and have an impact that maybe you didn't think were going to.
Yeah.
Over the course of spring training, the guy that pitched last night, Colin Ray, I mean, the numbers aren't great, but we've watched him and we know what he's meant to this team and what he's been able to give them when they really needed something. I think the other guy is Andrew Monasterio. I mean, he had that little lull on that three-city road trip, and he's bounced back from that, and he's starting to swing the bat as well as any Brewer in this lineup once again.
Yeah, you said so many things that I think are interesting. One is, I think social media has taken away our ability sometimes to see that, like, not everybody is Robin Yount and Paul Molitor.
Right.
A team is about contributions from everywhere. It's
roles.
Yeah, and Ned Yost coming off the bench with a Charlie Moore bat in 82 and hitting a big homer. Charlie Moore playing all over the place. Doug Melvin is the guy who said, to be a really great team, you need to have at least one guy come completely out of nowhere. Niger Morgan. Mm-hmm. Solomon Torres, maybe, for the 08 Brewers when he was closing games. So I think you named a couple of really good guys. Colin Ray's numbers do not jump out at you at all. But the innings are all connected to each other. And I think the people who watch every day sort of understand that. But it gets overlooked that if he goes that extra inning, that's an inning that someone in the bullpen doesn't have to cover, which is an inning that one of your high-leverage relievers in the bullpen doesn't have to cover, which plays a role the next day when, like today, they go in with a full slate of the Pagero, Piamps, Devin Williams trio, which is critical if you're going to win a bunch of games. So these things are all connected. And another, you mentioned Andrew Monasterio. Great baseball story because he's a guy who felt like he was a prospect for a really long time.
Yeah.
He came up as a pitcher in Venezuela, was a little guy, 5'9", 5'10", didn't hit a growth. Now he's about 6 foot, but he didn't get there until later. So a coach said, why don't you play shortstop? That's probably your shot. And he's the first guy from his town outside Caracas to make it to the big leagues. And they're already planning a parade after the season, which he hopes is in November and not in October. So it's, you know, there are stories like this that are always a part of good teams. And I think you're right. It takes more than, you know, Christian Yelich and William Contreras on top of the order to put together a solid team.
We were talking about this bullpen in spring training and saying, hey, look, Devin Williams in the ninth, but seventh, eighth inning, not sure how they're going to get to Devin Williams in the ninth. Maybe the arms are there, but who are going to be those guys in those spots? And we always talk about how those things have a way of working themselves out. But I think what's cool about this group, and it's turned into a really good bullpen, of course, is the way guys had to earn their way into those spots, whether it's Pagero, whether it's Piamps, Trevor Megill now, Hobie Milner, of course. Every one of these guys were not necessarily guys that you even had penciled into those slots at the beginning of the season, and they've earned their way into that with their production.
Yeah, Ken Mock is the one who told me this line. I think it goes back to Whitey Herzog or even longer. To be a great manager in the major leagues, you need a sense of humor and a good bullpen. And really, a good bullpen means a deep bullpen because, you know, you can have Devin Williams at the back end, and he's great. But, you know, to have 3, 4, 5 guys that you trust in front of him is really important, especially when you go into a stretch like the Brewers are going into now, where it's a long, you know, there's not a lot of off days to give you that built-in rest that those guys are going to need. So for Abner Uribe to kind of step into a higher leverage role is a really big deal. For Trevor McGill, an in-season pickup, to step into higher leverage work is a really big deal. For Yoel Piamps, who was like, you know, we all talked about William Contreras coming in that 3-team deal with the Braves and A's. But, I mean, Peguero has been sort of a silent MVP, kind of an unsung hero of the bullpen. So right now they have options, a wealth of options, and that is a really important thing as they try to navigate, like we talked about off the top, this idea that every game's important. You got to win the games that you're leading, but you cannot drive these guys into the ground and get to October 2nd and have everybody just dragging arms. That's not going to work to get to that next step, which they want to do, which is go very deep into October.
And that has been a major strength of Craig Counsell's over the course of his time as the Brewers manager. Okay, 20-some games left at this point. We're getting close to the finish line. What is the thing you're going to have your eye on here over these last couple of weeks?
Well, look, I always, my answer to this is always Christian Yelich. Like, we do these for MLB.com, sometimes these all 30 stories where it's like, who has the most pressure, who can break out? You know, my answer is always Christian Yelich because he has a chance to be, like, a difference maker. And it's unfair to put everything on him, big contract and all. That's not how baseball works, like we just said. But if you can get – when he was going great, that's a different lineup. It's a different offense, and it's a threat right off the top. And he's – you know, he's ups and downs. He's not, you know, driving the ball like he was for a lot of August. So I have my eye on, can they get him back? Because when he's really swinging the bat well, he's really dangerous. And also, it's just having him out on the bases a bunch.
Yeah.
He just impacts games being out there because he's such an elite base runner. So, you know, look, you throw out any question, that's almost always going to be my answer, and it's the first thing that comes to my mind here.
Well, Mac, it should be a fun finish to this one. We're excited about it, and thanks for giving us some time here today.
Yep. Now, you're 2 for 2 on these donuts, these baseball donuts in the press room at Yankee Stadium, so I think you got to make it 3 for 3.
Oh, I'll do that. You don't even have to ask.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Enjoy it, Mac. Adam McAlvey with us here from MLB.com on the On Deck Show built by Menards. We've got more when we come back after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail. Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Back with you at Yankee Stadium. Brewers and Yankees getting set for the game number two of this three-game series. Michael King on the mound for the Yankees. It'll be Wade Miley for the crew. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q
Country. Starting lineups for this one today brought to you by Wisconsin.